Ford DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Okay, we will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. A few folks use the pre-net check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll grab those first, and then we'll see if we've got any echo link. Good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And AA4GH, Mr. Gus, down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. I appreciate Gus being with us tonight. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony. And his sweet bride, KQ4JSK. That's Miss Kim, and they're up in Asheville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben. He's down in Simpsonville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon over here in Easley tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function of the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll move over to the Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Good night. That's all the Echo Link stations I've got, so we'll go over to the RF section now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, you doubled with an Echo Link station.
I'll try that again then. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Somebody said I double with you. Go ahead.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
All righty, Greg, I got you via text message on Echo Link, but we got you over the repeater since you checked in. We'll be an Echo Link on the audio side of it. KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg, down in Brunswick, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well there, young man. That's all the Echo Link stations I've got. So we'll go over to the RF section in the Mike True Papa group. And whoever that was that told me I double with that Echo Link station, I do appreciate it. Mike True Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet in the mic. location, Greenville, South Carolina. You know, hope everybody's having a nice Valentine's Day. Hope everybody got some flowers or some candy or something other. So happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Check me in and I'll get you in 4NR.
D.U.S. Gary, please check in. Kila Kila 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kila Kila 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Keaton, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Lorena, tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman, sounding good tonight there, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, with his antenna about 2 feet off the ground. Tell you what, there, young man, you're getting into the repeater fan with that antenna laying on the ground. But we need to get that thing back up in the air for you so you don't mess up your radio. But thanks for being with us, Eddie. You take care and stay warm and stay safe. And then we got KQ4NHB. That's Mr. Danny. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you are doing well. And K3JOY, I forgot to recognize my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room. She was doing something on a little Kindle thing a while ago. I don't know what she was doing. Probably reading a book. But anyway, we got her checked in as well. And Jim, thanks for reminding me that tonight is, or today is Valentine's Day. I'd like to say happy Valentine's Day to all the Valentines out there. And I hope everyone had a really, really good day. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary and Miss Joy, please check in 0TR. November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you. Enjoy and all on the net, Gary. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Yes. Miss Joy has had a happy Valentine's Day. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor, Dale in Ellenborough. And I'll be negative and negative, but we'll be listening in for SwapNet. Good evening, everyone.
4DOS. Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill over drop in. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Mr. Gary, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. KD4SRR. Robert, down in the Wild Kingdom of Joanna. Happy Valentine's Day to all of y'all. Maybe somebody will give us the history of Valentine's Day a little bit later on. St. Jared Valentine and his brother, St. Russell Stover Valentine. Otherwise than that, I have nothing else to say.
KI4DOS. K4QDU. Kilo 4, Quebec, Delta Uniform, Randy and Greer, you can check me in and out.
KI4DOS. Very Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be man once again. And hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Minister Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom, and tell your sweet little bride, Miss Bernice, I said hello and happy Valentine's to you folks. My brain just went dead there, Tom. I couldn't remember your name or hers, either one. Anyway, y'all have a great evening over there. Also like to say good evening to my buddy Dale, KK4SMV, up there in Edinburgh. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill, up there sounding good from Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you're doing well. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in the big metropolis of Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Robert. Hope you are doing well. And K4QDU, Mr. Randy, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Randy. Hope you're doing well. And then we got my other brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yeah. Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
U.S. Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4 on W. Richard and Grable. No traffic, no round table.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY, Mr. Jim over in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And then we got Brother Richard, K4ROW, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up now to the Uniform True Zulu group, to U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Miss Joy, everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
Say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tim, Miss Beth, we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Drew Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Alpha 2 Alpha X-ray Quebec. KA2AXQ. It's Ken and Pickens, and it'll list when you get to that part of the net. Thank you, KA2AXQ.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
QS. You check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Hope you are doing well, and I'll be back to you in just a little bit to get your items for the swap net. So appreciate you being with us. Hope you are having a good day. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And W4CWF, Mr. Colin, up there in Mill Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Hope you are doing well. Let's try Echo Link Stations again. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again. Hello again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no rag to you, and do tell Miss Joy, and do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen. That's my buddy Dana in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Recheck, Gary.
Hey there, Stephen.
Gary, I know y'all been keeping my father-in-law, her dad, in your prayers. I just thought, Gary, just to let you know, we did get her dad home. We did get her dad back home from the. We did get her dad back home on Saturday, from the rehab hospital here in Greenwood. He was feeling much better and in much better spirits. But again, Gary, we did get him back home over to Abbeville County from the rehab hospital on Saturday. So we do appreciate all the prayers, and we just ask you that you continue to pray.
Well, Stephen, thanks for the good news. I'm glad that y'all got him back to the house from rehab, and I hope he continues on his road to recovery. And we will definitely do that. We will keep y'all on our prayer list. Not a problem there. But thanks for letting me know, and I do appreciate it. Let's go up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net. Please tell Miss Joy, Elise, and I said hello.
KI4DOS. Gary, happy Valentine's to everybody. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. We'll be negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
For DOS. Blue 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And we'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, Minister Gene, he's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations echo through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The patient group on the Wednesday night, the India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar.
And I am James, the Polish Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
DOS. In November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, negative and negative.
4 DOS. Great to hear you on the radio. It must be Wednesday. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. I hope everybody's had a good St. Valentine's Day. Told at least one person you love them. KK4JBQ.
4 DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer. Negative and negative tonight. Over.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Minister James up there at Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And N4JBM, Minister Jerry. He's over in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I'll be back. And KK4JD, Minister Joe, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. I'm everybody doing okay. Thank you for calling the net. This is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina, every 4 hour week. Wishing everybody a very good evening. Good happy Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving. Valentine's Day. Well, I guess it's Thanksgiving. We got a Valentine. Anyway, thank you, Gary W. Before I'll be back from here.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4IOE, Mr. Sid up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Sid, every day's Thanksgiving Day as far as I'm concerned. As long as I get up on this side of the dirt, that's something to give thanks for. But happy Valentine's Day to you and Beverly. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, where was it? India through Lima, all of for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called KI4DOS. Headed up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, where our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, and then we'll go on to the rag tube portion. stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I have one gentleman with new items for the swap net. We'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any more. KA2AXQ. Mr. Ken, what have you got for us tonight there, young man?
I4DOS and the net. This is KA2AXQ. Okay, Gary, to start off with, I've got a Kenwood HF transceiver. It's a TS450S, and approximately 200 feet of coax, and a tower trailer. That's a tower that's mounted on a trailer, ready to go down the road, and it has a, let's see, the tower is approximately 25 foot tall, and then there's a 17 foot, I believe it's called a T7 or R7 antenna on it. It's about 17 foot long. Let me lean over here. I have a Motorola model number Charlie Delta Mike 1550 LS, and then I have a Motorola Charlie Delta Mike 1250. One's UHF, one's VHF. And there's an antenna that goes along with those. And everything is ready to go. And I'm asking $500 for everything. That's all three radios, the coax. Antennas and the tower mounted on the tower trailer. It has a, the tower trailer has a winch on it that lowers the tower down for transport, and everything is functional, and I will not disconnect anything so that it can be tested by anybody that has an interest. You've got my phone number. That'd be the best way to contact me. Area code 864-607-0104. And like I mentioned, I'm only asking $500 for the complete station. And everything does work. So, KA2X2 back to net control. Thank you, Gary.
Ken, let me see if I got all this stuff down. to start off with, you have a Kenwood HF transceiver. It's a TS450S. You have approximately 200 feet of coax. You have a tower trailer. That's a about a 25-foot tower on a trailer, mounted on the trailer. It is so you can tilt it over. It has a 17-foot, you think it's an R7 vertical antenna, mounted on top of that. And then you have a Motorola CDM1550LS. And then you have a Motorola CDM1250. One is a VHF and one is a UHF on the Motorolas, but both of them come with an antenna. And you would like $500 for all of that, correct so far?
That is affirmative, that's correct. Also, Ed, there's an ICOM receiver. It's ICR, like Romeo 71 Alpha receiver that goes along with that group, too. Or
the ICOM ICR-71A receiver.
in all this, Rick. We got to keep you on air over there. I'm just kidding. But folks can reach you at 864-607-0104, correct?
Thanks, Gary.
But there you have it. That's a complete station, HF station, with a tower on a trailer that you haul around behind you, with a 17-foot antenna on it, and a UHF and a VHF radio, and a Nikon ICR-71A receiver, all for $500. Does anyone need any fields?
Yeah. What was that phone number again?
4607-0104.
It is clear.
And I guess Cole will be calling you here shortly, or maybe that, I don't know, either tonight or tomorrow one. But other than that, then tell you what, that's a good deal there, over. Anyone else with anything they would, else they would like to add to the SwapNet book, or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Well, let's see if we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And then we'll go into the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
OS. KC4SKD. Larry. And KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. But I want to bring along by telephone relay, November 9, Tango, Echo, Charlie, Randall in Nashville. And my other brother, Charlie, Kilo Fox 4, Golf Foxtrot. Charlie, he's in Goose Creek. Hope everybody's having a good evening, and thank you for calling that, Gary.
KOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley. Larry brings along his brothers, N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up there in Asheville. And KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie, down in Goose Creek. I appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along there, Larry. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope y'all had a happy Valentine's Day over there. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. That's HF transceiver. He has the transceiver itself, the external VFO, the external speaker, and he would like $100 for them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT840. That's HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Dentron MT3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. That's HF transceiver. He has the mic and manual. The box it came in, he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an M squared, 2 meter, 70 centimeter satellite beam. It's about 2 years old. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an LDG 100 Pro. It's HF antenna tuner. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book, folks, is for sale. It's an XTA 125D solid state amplifier. This is a K
QRP amplifier. It works HF through 6 meters. It's brand new, and he said he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Reading of the SwapNet book this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. Let me know when you sell them or you find what you're looking for, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before we start to rag to you, call KI4DOS. We didn't have one say that we were going to stay in for RAGQ tonight, and that's KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today? Y'all have a happy Valentine's Day over there?
Wes, this is KK4JBQ. I hope everybody on the net has enjoyed this day. It's set aside for people who care a whole lot about each other, I guess. And Donna and I had a nice little, let's put it this way. Donna had a nice surprise for me. A road trip, a lunch, and a little tour around a little place up in North Carolina. And that was nice. The weather was, what can I say? It's been a fabulous February. Oh, that rhymes. Well, not really rhymes, I guess. But anyway, it's been a good month for weather. Can you remember any other February? Anywhere? Well, maybe not anywhere, but in these parts. That was so agreeable. I mean, to say, to the human body. Now, we've had some chilly and we've had some rainy, but goodness gracious, I'll take it. And I heard somebody say, because I didn't get this on the 2nd of February, that Punxsutawney Phil, the rodent that forecast the weather upcoming, that he forecasted a early spring. And I'll take that, too. So, anyhow, it was a great day. Thanks.
Don, let me say that I'm glad you and Donna had a good outing. Anytime you can get in a vehicle and travel and go someplace special, that's always really good and really memorable. So she'll grab her camera. She's got a 35-millimeter camera that uses film. Instead of using her digital camera or phones or whatnot, she uses over that old 35-millimeter camera. But we'll go off and just take a ride through the country, and we'll stop. And she'll say, "Well, stop right here. I want to take a picture over this." And we really enjoy that. So I'm glad you and Donna had a wonderful time on your little road trip today. And hope you had a nice lunch and all of that. But, talking about the weather now, I declare, you know, it has been just a beautiful February so far. But, you know, I've seen them start off, come in like a lamb and go out like a lion. And then I've seen it the other way around, come in like a lion, go out like a lamb. So I don't know. If you don't like our weather, wait just a little bit, it will change. There's only one constant around here, and that's change. And our weather does that quite frequently. So I'm glad that we've had such nice weather so far. Hasn't been bitter cold, and it hasn't been hot or anything like that. It's been pleasant. It has been a little wet, but that's okay. You know, we can deal with that.
We will deal with it. The only regret I have about today is that my intention last night, when I closed my eyes, and you remember the children's prayer? My mama taught me that when I was probably 5 years old. I still remember her coming into the bedroom, and she said, "I want to teach you something." And she did. And quite often, I'll say that. And I'm all grown up now, but it still makes good sense. Anyhow, when I lay me down to sleep, I thought that perhaps I would call my two aunts, one on my mom's side, one on my dad's side, survivors, strong survivors. They're both in their late 80s. And just tell them I love them, you know, because they are wonderful people, and they've helped me understand some things about their respective families that I didn't know. You know, my mom and dad were not very forthcoming with the dynamics of my extended family. But these gals, I mean, they just tell it like it is. And that explains a lot, because, you know, you grow up with, family secrets being kept, and you know, you miss a lot, and I did. So I asked these gals, I says, "What can you tell me?" And so they've been forthcoming, and I love them both. I love them both so much. I won't have them for much longer. I do understand that. Anybody that loves old people, if you got any old people in your family, love them as much as you can, as long as you can. Please. So I will get to that tomorrow and make my apologies. But it was a great day that I will remember. It was a great gesture on her part, Donna's part. And we just had nothing to do, no real place to go except the restaurant. And we just had a nice little tour. Mom and Dad used to get in the car with us kids. At the time I only had a brother. I had a late sister come, I was 13 when she came along, and, you know, 5 years older, 18, and almost ready to leave home, when she was actually grown up and went to school. But anyhow, we'd pile in the car and take a road trip. There were details that I'd leave out, but it was fine. All the windows rolled down, just going down the road. KK4JBQ.
You and I grew up a lot alike. My family did that as well. And my dad worked third shift just about as long as I can remember. He drove a truck for a lot of years, but then he worked third shift. And he would come in and go to bed in the mornings. He'd come in, eat him a bite of breakfast or, eat him something, and he'd go to bed and get up about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and stay up till, maybe 8 o'clock, and then he'd go back to bed for a couple hours and get up and go to work. But on the weekends, when he was not working, we would all pile in the car. And we didn't have air conditioning back then in the vehicles, you know. So we'd get out there and do our all the windows down and whatever speed Dad was driving and just enjoy ourselves to pieces. Of course, we didn't have to wear our seat belts, and probably wasn't any seat belts in most of the cars, and we got to hang out the windows, and a lot of unsafe things that my grandkids won't ever know about. At least I hope they don't. I don't want them doing some of the crazy things I did, but we're still here, and we still have a lot of things that we remember and look back on that we really enjoyed. And the road trips were definitely one of them. My dad would always take a vacation like in August, and we'd go down to Florida to see our family down there that was lived in Florida. We didn't stay with them. We stayed in a hotel or a motel.
But we'd go down there, and Daddy would ask me, you know, he'd tell me, he says, I want you to go to bed and sleep during the day today because I want you to stay awake and help me stay awake as I drive. And he'd drive all night long, and we'd get down there to Florida, and he'd go to bed again. But I had to stay up with him during the night, and that was a whole lot of fun.
K4JBQ with KI4DOS and the 2-meter net. Well, yeah, we did grow up a lot alike. And it is just like you say. I mean, maybe some people don't believe it. There might be some young folks listening that used to be cars did not have seat belts. It was not even thought of. And kids could ride anywhere at all. I remember a road trip when I sat on my dad's lap. I was too little to reach the pedals and hang on to the steering wheel and look out the windshield at the same time. So that was, I still remember that. He didn't do it often, maybe three times at most. And, oh, gracious. Yeah, and, oh, not everything was wonderful. People were throwing out stuff out the windows, my dad did. Bless his heart. It was something he learned to do, and nobody's going to tell him different about anything. But we've come to see things a little different as far as safety when children are in the car, and don't throw stuff out the window. It just more than an eyesore. That came along during the Johnson administration. His wife, Lady Bird, had a Keep America Beautiful thing as First Lady. And she got towns all around America to put these waste cans out on the pedestrian sidewalks downtown as such. And that might seem, oh, well, hum-hum to some people, but nobody ever, they even thought about just taking a wrapper off a piece of gum and tossing it, you know? Didn't think about that. And it would live out there forever if not put in the right place. Yeah. Well, the world's come a long way, and we've come with it, and we've still got a little while to go. And Phil, beloved, thank you for calling the net for us. It is a pleasure to be here. But I'll let you get on to the next guy or gal, and I'll be saying 7-3 to you and everyone out there. Remember what I said. Call somebody tomorrow. Apologize for being a day late and wish them happy Valentine's Day a day late. Tell them you love them. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, one last question for you, Larry. Did you ever lay up in the back deck, you know, behind the back seat, between the back, top of the back seat and the back windshield?
Oh, yeah, I did. There was a time when I was small enough to do that. Now, in cars of that era, behind the back seat, there was a deck, a flat area. It wasn't padded, and it had no seat belt. Hey, you know, since those days, a lot of different configurations of a car interior have come along, you know. I remember listening to a radio program just this past week, and the person calling in was talking about they're making a choice on an SUV, and one of them had 8 seats in it, and the other one only had 5. And, you know, they went round and round about that, and I thought to myself, my gracious me, we're just a spoiled bunch, and that's okay, I guess. But, you know, another thing I'll observe is that human beings are the easiest spoiled animal there is.
we spoil so easy, and we miss it. You know, if ever, I guess you know, you get on a thing and you want to go out every weekend for an ice cream, or just to get down the road a bit. That's not very economical, as it turns out, but we can get spoiled. There are more frivolous things that we spoil ourselves to, I'm sure, but that's one that came to mind. I did have a brother, as I mentioned to you, and he was a younger brother, and he would sometimes get up there, and he'd have me to hang on to. He would get up there and grab my collar to hang on, you know. Some sort of anchor, if you will, because Dad would take some turns and he'd go one side of the car and he'd take another turn the other way and he'd go the other side of the car. I had not thought about that in forever. Okay, so anyway, good net tonight, and I'm, as I said, glad to be here. KK4JBQ.
That you had done that, and there wasn't any speakers back there like they are now or anything. All they had was two bench seats in the vehicles back then, you talk about the vehicle that had eight seats versus five seats. We put 17 people on two bench seats, you know. Golly, we had a lot of fun, but we weren't necessarily the safest bunch on the road. But good talking with you, Larry. Enjoyed it as always. Always enjoy talking to you because we talk about some memorable stuff that we did when we were younger. And we need to get together again and go over some more of that. That'd be fun to do. But you and Miss Donna have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow and the rest of the week. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it, as always, Larry, and we'll do it again. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo Alpha 4, Fox Trot, Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ, Jim and 6 Mile. No round table, no traffic, and I used to ride on the back shelf.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4FKQ. Mr. Jim over there in 6 Mile. Jim, you going to keep on, but you're going to tell your age too. You know, I know me and Larry's getting on up there, but we had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Sleeping, my family would take a vacation from the flatland of South Carolina up to the mountains, and I'd climb up there and sleep, and it was just the engine noise and the warmth and everything would just lull you to sleep. I'd also sleep on the floorboard in the back seat, draped across the drive shaft tunnel, with my sister and my brother back there with us kicking me the whole time.
I think I've done that as well. I had an older brother and 3 older sisters and a younger sister, so I was right in the middle, and I caught it all from all kinds of different directions.
Well, I'm proud to be old enough to remember that sort of stuff. Gary, I appreciate you letting me check in, and I will check in with you later. KA4FKQ.
Take care over there at 6 Mile, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary, and everybody on the net. Hope I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. Hope everybody got their special someone what they wanted, and if not, at least the weather's good for being out in the doghouse. But anyway, checking in November 4, Delta Mike Echo, N4DME Paul, and AA4QS, that's Donald. We're both over here in Happy Holler, Tacoa. And appreciate you calling the net there, Gary, and supporting our great hobby all these years.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4DME. That's Mr. Paul and his dad, AA4QS. Mr. Donald down there in Tacoa. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Paul. Tell Donald we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well.
Have I missed anyone for comments, or is anyone else that would like to make a comment or any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS.